The world has a lot to say. It can be hard to cut through the noise and find great audio when you want it. Clamor makes great audio accessible by organizing everything into 18-second highlights. Clamor gives you a personalized power feed of the best information and entertainment in audio. If you discover something that you love, tap to expand the Clamor into full-length music and podcasts. Best of all, you can share Clamors with friends. You can even make your own Clamors, record from scratch, import, or remix other people's Clamors. Clamor brings you the world's best audio, one bite at a time.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net. Today's show is sponsored by PromoDJ.com, AudioBoom.com, Clamor.com, SBSDesigns.com, Athukar Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC, Open Bar Music, Republic Music NYC.com, VintageSoulSupply.com, DiamondFuse.com, and ManhattanScreenPrint.com. Enjoy the show.
Warning, the broadcast you're about to listen to
is a politically incorrect area. All PC personnel entering these premises will encounter gravely offensive behavior and opinions. Rampant insensitivity has been authorized.
All right, guys. You guys know what time it is. It is the Open Bottle Talk. We have, sir, your name?
Frank.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And my name is Key. And today we're going to be indulging. I think it's Turnt Up Tuesdays, Thursday. We're going to enjoy some very, very tasty beers. Would you agree?
I would agree.
All right. So before we do that, guys, I got to know what Frank's been up to. Because little do you guys know, it's the only time we hang out because we don't like each other. So, we've been doing this the last almost.
School is over. So I am officially on my summer break, although I'm picking up some sub jobs here and there because Las Vegas has schools that go year round. But other than that, I'm just chilling at home, enjoying time with the family.
Oh, nice, nice. For me, Frank, I just drink beer.
All right.
I work all day.
Work all day, drink all night?
No, I never stopped.
Ah.
Just drink, go to work, drink at work.
Gotcha.
Drink on the work, drink in work, drink on bums.
All right.
Any interesting news that kind of struck your interest of like, or piqued your interest? Anything in the news?
Oh, there's a lot of fucked up stuff going on out there. Truly.
I know. There's only one I like. I thought it was just really funny. The gator grabbing that baby. I know it's not funny to say, but in the end, the gator never even ate the baby.
Right.
I think the gator was a part of the Walt Disney staff that was trying to teach the baby to swim. And I think, you know, that's just, it was a big snafu. It was just a problem. You know, I think the holes in the child didn't let it float.
Right.
You know? Yeah, if we don't get in trouble for this one, then we are not doing our job, buddy.
It's spelled K-E. Y key.
F-R-A-N-K.
Right? Said nothing.
He's sitting here laughing, guys. You guys don't understand. I say the most heinous things. Like, it's all guys, I'm just kidding about what happened. Condolences to the crocodile. You know, they didn't have to go after that croc like that. Condolences. No, seriously. Everyone's all sorry for the child. Sorry for, you know, the parents. No, what was your 2-year-old doing by the waterline? Frank, would you ever let your kids out of your sight?
No, not like that.
Especially
at 2 years old.
By the water?
Yeah. No.
So what would be the lesson here?
Watch your kids.
Watch your kids.
All the time.
I feel bad for that gator. Gator dead. All because it found a toy.
Yeah.
And it's just like that gorilla.
Yeah.
The gorilla. So remember the little kid told the mom, I am going to go play with the gorillas. And the mom's like, whatever. The baby goes in there, and the gorilla was like, no, your ass is not in here. Whooped that baby's ass.
Right.
Didn't do anything. Just whooped his ass, and then they killed it. So the gorilla was doing parenting job of beating the kid's ass for being in here. The girl's like, you ain't supposed to whoop that ass. Now it's dead.
Yeah, let's kind of chalk it up to there's a lot of weird parenting.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'd rather just go back to the good old times where you heard another child died in a fucking car. Like, oh, no, I had to go to Starbucks and Oh, I forgot I'm a little 2 month old. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys want to check out some of our dark humor. You can check us out at wedontgiveafuck.org/net. And also let you guys know that is not a real website. All right, guys, we're going to get down to it. This one, I hope you guys really hate us and your stomach, like, turned because it's going to get worse. What are we drinking? What are we going to bring them back with?
You know what? As I was looking over our selections before the show began, I noticed that it's almost completely IPA night. Yeah, I know you're not a huge fan, but...
I am,
so I'm kind of glad we're doing it. So the first... Well, maybe not the first one, but let's just go in order since I haven't lined up. It's a Stone and Joy by 122614. So this is a year and a half old. Should be interesting. Then we've got a Tropicalia India Pale Ale from Creature Comforts Brewing Company. We've got Runoff Red IPA from Odell Brewing. Samuel Smith India Ale. This should be interesting. I don't think I've ever had that. And then to throw a wrench into the works, we go non-IPA to Boardhead Blonde Ale from Three Monkeys out of California.
Nice. Now, any of these, which one is really striking your interest? For me, I got to drink them anyway, so it doesn't matter to me. You?
I think the Samuel Smith, because I really only got into IPAs maybe a year ago. So all I've had are the West Coast IPAs. Super hoppy, super fruity. So I'm going to be interested to try something, especially from England where it originated.
Yeah, so I think you
would think it'd be just completely different.
All right, well, we're going to roll with that one first, guys. Give us a few minutes. Guys, we'll be right back with the first beer of the night. All right, ladies and gentlemen, a little change in plans. Apparently, Daddy wants to get it over with, and right now, we're going to be doing a Stone. We're going to start off with a Stone, guys. Hope you guys really enjoy Stone. Those guys are now worldwide now. They made a huge move after 20 years of hard work. Congratulations to Stone and its whole entire entity. Not to mention they're going the ways of Anheuser-Busch. Not only is Stone worldwide, but they do what InBev does. They also bought another brewery. They've got Arrogant Bastard Brewing Company, a part of their camp now.
Right.
Which is only on the Arrogant Bastard beer bottles, but it's still Stone.
Yep.
They just gave it its own thing now.
Yeah, they kind of split it off from the main kind of banner of Stone under Arrogant Bastard Brewing.
So I thought that
they've got some interesting stuff though.
Oh yeah, I mean, but hands down, mostly don't they always do IPAs though? Ales and IPA. Well,
I think
IPA's
an ale,
but
right now they're really known for their IPA just because hopheads. But they do some other stuff. But really, what they're known for is IPA.
And we've got and so what is the IPA that we're doing right now?
This is a Stone Enjoy By. So they've come out with these series of Enjoy Bys, and the idea is it's recommended that you drink it by the Enjoy By date. This one in particular is 12/26/14. So this has been aging a while.
Oh, yes.
9.4% alcohol. If you want any more information about it, you can go to stonebrewing.com/enjoyby.
There we go. Let's go ahead and crack this open.
Yes.
So are you a little nervous the fact that this is, what, damn near almost 2 years old?
We did one...
That was a year old.
A week or two ago, yeah, that was a year old. I wouldn't say I'm nervous. I would probably say I'm not necessarily looking forward to it, which is why I wanted that first.
Fair enough. I like your logic. That's why you're a school teacher.
Get it over with. Rip the Band-Aid off.
Hell yeah. All right, guys. So normally we would talk about the color and the looks, but just to be honest with you guys, we're going to do that sporadically. And the reason being is most of the beers literally pretty much look the same. We just keep telling you the same different shades of yellow, then we have to go look on the internet for a different color yellow. And, you know, we don't want to bore you guys in that sense. So we're just going to move right on to the smell.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Unless something's remarkable about it.
Yeah.
They all kind of look the same.
All right. So cheers to the smell. We're going to get that out the way. Here we go for almost a 2-year-old beer. I've got a lot of citrus. I got that citrus, man.
I got a lot of yeast.
You got a lot of yeast?
Yeah, bready, earthy, and a little malty.
For me, I'm getting this weird, creamy, like, orange lemon fragrance. I am getting a little bit of yeast on me, but I'm also getting a malt It's got something extra sweet back there. But I tell you what, it smells fucking delicious. I can tell you that much. A little bit of pine, a little bit of pine. But it just smells really, really good. It just doesn't, I mean, it doesn't necessarily smell like an IPA.
No.
But it's got a characteristics of a good beer.
Yeah.
So, are you ready to dive right on in?
Sure.
Let's do it. Cheers to that shit. Oh, that's nice. See, that's subtle. I got the boozy burn. I've got your citrus notes for the hops. And then I'm getting the yeast, but I'm getting that sweet finish. This is a very malty IPA. I think it aged very well. So I guarantee you it would have probably been sharp as shit. I think this is a well-rounded IPA. Even if you didn't know this was an enjoy buy, and I just said, here, try some of this IPA, would you have enjoyed this IPA?
Yes and no. I would say it's a good IPA. It's not your typical stone IPA.
Right.
So if you get the normal, not enjoy by, but the stone IPA, it's much harsher, much more of a palate wrecker than this is. This does definitely has a sweetness behind it. I'm getting almost caramel.
Yeah.
Just on the cusp of turning. I don't get a lot of citrus, some more kind of peel.
Okay.
So it has a bit of a bitter finish.
Getting that oil slick on the teeth?
A little bit, yeah.
No, I think for me, I like aging things because it's just fun. It's like you don't know what you're going to get. It's like a Cracker Jack prize. You don't know what you're going to get. And this is the second time we've done this overly aged enjoy by beer. And they're just enjoyable. Nothing to... I say they're like they evened out because, well, like you said, they're extremely aggressive IPAs.
Mm.
Like they're for only one type of person, and that's a person who truly loves IPAs.
Yeah, for better or for worse, when I think of West Coast IPA, I automatically think of Stone.
Right.
And to be honest, it's probably my least favorite of West Coast IPA, that style. But for some reason, in my head, when I think of IPA, West Coast style, it always goes back to Stone.
So they did their job.
Yeah.
Did their job, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Mr. Frank, let's get this over with. How you feel about it? What's your score for this bad boy?
I'm going to give it a 4. I think it's held up pretty well. I think it held up better than the last one we had, which I think it might have been, I think it was a February.
I think it was 2015, I think, 2015?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's held up better. I think the hoppiness probably broke down due to being aged so long, and that's why the malt is, I don't want to say overpowering, but it's definitely, the malt is on top for sure. It doesn't have, to me, it does not have a lot of citrus going on. But all in all, I think it was enjoyable. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. So 4 is where I'll go.
Nice. You know what? I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to do a 4. But I'm going to go the other way. I think it has a well-balanced array for a simple IPA. You're going to get, the more I've been sipping on this and listening, I'm getting a little bit more of that pink grapefruit peel. I'm definitely still getting orange and lemon. I'm definitely getting the yeast. I'm getting malt. I'm getting the water. Everything is pretty well balanced. I think this was a good risk for it almost 2 years. I think maybe if I had to push this slightly more, I think we're right at the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we reached it right before it popped. Everything breaks down and diminishes its quality. So, all right, guys, we're going to go ahead. We're going to go ahead and reset. We're going to finish this beer. Boys and girls, fuck faces and shit. Welcome, guys, to the Open Bottle Talk. My name is Keith.
I'm Frank.
And right now, we're going to get down to another beer. All right, Mr. Frank, what's the next beer up for grabs?
We're going to go with a selection from Creature Comfort Brewing Company out of Athens, Georgia. This is called Tropicalia India Pale Ale.
Fun fact, ready?
Yeah.
Number one sought after IPA in Georgia.
Really?
Yep. And I got this particular beer thanks to one of our Periscope Bottle Squad family members, Cinder from Georgia.
Interesting.
Wait, it gets even better. Cinder is actually the manager of Ritz the Rapper, who's a part of Tech N9ne Strange Music Camp. Okay. I don't know if any of that means anything to you.
No.
But Tech N9ne is one of the most underrated, famous underground rappers. So if you're a part of his record label on his team,
right,
that means you've done something right. So that's all I'm saying. You know, it's like,
take your word for it.
No, you get what I'm just saying. Yep. As far as the movement of music goes,
sure,
this guy is a part of something bigger. So everything ties back to this beer and where it came from. So that's why I was trying to give you a little insight. So,
gotcha.
So he mailed this to me a while back, and I'm very honored to have this. And he said it was the hardest thing to get. And he says once it comes out every time, it sells out. You can't find it. It's gone. So we're very lucky to even have one to, you know, entice everyone here to get out there and go do that, you know. So very happy about that.
And it's in a can.
And it is in a can, which, by the way, cans and bottles, it don't matter. It don't matter. So here we go.
6.6 ABV also, folks.
Oh, shit. So let's open this up. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Frank.
Yes, sir.
Are you saving your tabs?
I don't really drink a whole lot of cans, but I can do so.
We are saving them on OBSBeers.com. Go to the bulletin board.
Yeah.
And where it says save the tabs.
You got a bulletin board?
Yeah, there's a bulletin board there.
Wow.
Charity work, causes, and support system. Nice. Things like that. Matter of fact, it's coming soon, guys. If you want a lifetime of the beer we make, be sure to keep taking a look at that bulletin board and see how you can get free beer for life.
And that's obsbeers.com.
Yeah, obsbeers.com. Okay. I mean, that's a great concept. Who does that? Free beer for life?
Nobody I know.
Oh, my God. Sounds like they're trying to make it big out there, huh?
I guess so.
Mm. All right, guys, we're going to get down to the smell. Here we go. I'm very excited about this. Ooh, lordy, Ooh. Lordy. You know what? Wow. Frank, you go first, Pimpin. You, baby.
This is super botanical. Really, really hot forward.
When you say super botanical, are we talking about with a cape or more like the spandex type we're doing without the cape?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking
about. Like it's a superhero sense, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with the cape or without the cape?
No, this is with the cape.
That's with the cape? All right.
Really earthy. I don't get a whole lot of fruit, and that may be expected because it's an East Coast IPA as opposed to West Coast, which usually stresses a lot more grapefruit. This is going to be interesting.
Nice. For me, it's funky. He's right. Botanical. Super botanical. But the sidekick in here is interesting. It smells yeasty as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting that fungi smell, which is a lot of people like, trust me, these disgusting terminologies we use on the show actually make sense. These things make beer taste better. Trust me. It's just the way it is. Get over it. Grow the fuck up. Yeah, and it's and there's very little malt presence in the back.
Yeah.
But at the same time, though, it's weird, though. It still smells sweet, doesn't it? That makes sense. There's no malt present in the back. It's very little. But it smells creamy, and it just smells like sweet, like simple syrup sweet.
Hmm. I'm going the other way. I would agree that it smells that there's a creaminess to it, but I'm expecting this to be bitter.
All right, well, let's keep it pushing. Your wishes are commandments, Frank. Do it. To the drink.
Hmm.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Citrus, refreshing, summer. I'm not going to beat my wife's ass today. Deliciously good. Like, it's so good. You're just going to relax with it. No need to get upset while she isn't doing the dishes or ironing or letting the kids play with gators and shit. It's delicious.
Yeah, it's really fruity in the front. Really fruity. More tangerine-ish, orange-ish than grapefruit.
Okay.
And the back is malt. Creamy, biscuity, caramelly, just real. That's really, really nice. I'm not surprised that it's impossible to get.
It's, ladies and gentlemen, another thing that I think he didn't touch on. I'm going to let him have all that. He's absolutely right with those characteristics. I'm going to agree with him 110% right there. But I'm going to just take it the other way. Let's talk about the texture. Creamy. It's supple. It's soft. It's velvety. The bubbles literally just dance in your mouth. They tickle. Instead of being aggressive or like soda pop aggression or overly carb, like regular beers that are carbonatedly heavy. This is something just to sip on. I guarantee you, the warmer it gets, the better it becomes. You're going to pick out more tropical. It's tropical forward.
Yeah.
There's more to it. You know, there's you guys can put
like a mango.
Mango. I get papaya with the citrus notes. And it doesn't matter who you are. Some people, I heard someone tell me they had cherry in it. They got a little cherry taste to it.
Huh.
And I mean, it's endless tropical flavorings that you're going to pick up. And as far as the finish goes, you're going to come up with an array of things. Malty, toffee, maybe more citrus. Was the whole thing full of citrus throughout your whole experience? This beer, man, these guys over at Creature Comforts, man, they got a winner, man. And I'm very pleased with it because of the array and how versatile this beer is just on our few initial sips.
Yeah.
And you can't beat it, guys. And like I said, in Georgia, this is the most sought after beer from what I was told. And from how I acquired this, he said it took him a while to even find it.
Wow.
So again, I want to thank Cinder. All right. Anything else you want to talk about this? I mean, and the can is like real laid back and cool. Mm-hmm. It's just too simple. It looks like almost like the 80s. Like 80s Miami Heat style look.
You got a chick float in the water. She's just floating.
Just chilling.
Tropicalia. I would say this would probably make an excellent lawnmower beer.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go mow the yard. Give me some Tropicalia.
Yeah.
I'm going to go be a mechanic somewhere. Give me Tropicalia. I like it. I like it a lot. I'm going to go panhandling somewhere in the south.
Give me Tropicalia. All right.
All right. So what you got for me, my good sir?
Let's see. I'm going to go 4.7.
I haven't heard you rate a beer this high in a long time.
You know what? Part of it is because on the aroma, and I said it, I'm expecting this to be bitter. And this was not bitter. And also, I generally don't finish a glass before the review is up. And this I did. So, is it absolute perfection? No, that's why it's not getting a 5.
Right.
But I think that this is damn good. Damn good. Nice and malty and citrusy. Probably using citra hops because you get more of a tropical feeling from the citra hop with the mango and the paya and a lot of different tropical fruits than what we're used to out on the West. You know, we really get grapefruit. Which is not a bad thing because I tend to like it. But this was phenomenal.
Nice. I'm not going to, guys, normally if you guys ever pay attention to the show,
okay.
I always somehow, and I don't mean to do it, I always like, and they've told me, I one-up everyone on the grade, which is not something I do intentionally. So for once, I'm not going to do it inintentionally. That's the word, inintentionally, instead of unintentionally. I'm going to go with a 4.5.
Nice.
I think it's super stellar for this style of beer. I mean, if you're looking for something fruity and sweet, but you still want that IPA hit, I'd grab you some of these. And if you're in the Georgia area, please mail us some more.
Oh, please,
yes. We would love to have this again. We would love to do this during our shenanigans on... wait, do they know about shenanigans?
I'm not sure they know.
Late night shenanigans on Periscope? So. Late night? Every night?
I don't think we ever mentioned it.
Well, they need to get on that... Hey, y'all better get on that Periscope and catch out obsbeers.com on there every night. I don't know how he does it. He scares me sometimes.
So just real quick, for those out there who are thinking, what the fuck is Periscope? Periscope is a streaming video service that's attached to your Twitter account. So if you don't get Twitter, go get it. And then go get yourself a Periscope account and check us out on Open Bottle Society.
You know who else is on there?
Who's on there?
Well, let's see. Our handle is obsbeers.
Yep.
Without the .com.
Yep.
Chill Lover Radio is on
that's
there.
That's right. Chill Lover Radio is awesome.
Yeah, he's on there. Finally got a chance to see his face.
Nice.
I wish I didn't.
No, sorry.
It's kind of like that one time on SVU where the girl was in the park and she saw the killer's face or the rapist's face, and she can't like burn her retinas fast enough to get that image out.
She got a hug from Mariska Hargitay.
She got more than that. She got to live with Mariska Hargitay. Okay. Over there, they ended up getting their periods on scene. Hey, I made him laugh, guys. It's a period joke. Gross. No. Chilloverradio.net, guys. You guys got to support them. That's why you're here. They're a phenomenal group, but again, I just kind of wish Chill would have like showed his face during October to make more sense. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, that is a great prosthetic. And in reality, he's pretty scary looking. But he's actually only 4'2". Because when he was on his Periscope,
right,
he was on top of some crates, and people were walking by him that were the same height. So I'm like, oh my God, he's a circus midget. So I thought that was really cool. So guys, he talks real big. He is a little big man. Chill, we love you so much. Don't cancel us. You know what you got yourself into with this shit. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and we're going to finish this beer.
You did give your grade, didn't you?
Yeah, I said 4.5. Sure did. I didn't want to step over. Oh, I never finished it because I went into a tangent.
There you go.
Guys, it's sorry about that. I had to do shameless plugs. All right, so for this particular beer, guys, again, summer. This is actually late spring, all summer beer. Ice cold, you're winning. If you're having a room temperature, you're far beyond this Earth's galaxy because it is just going to become, it's going to blow your mind. It's going to take you to a new dimension. And this beer will change your opinion about beers, of how simplistic and complex this beer is at the same time. All right, guys, we're going to reset. We'll be right back. Alright guys, just want to let you guys know what kind of took us a little bit longer than usual, that half a millisecond, was the fact that Frank's Velcro pants They were stuck on the zipper. I don't know how the zipper got stuck on Velcro, but I'm glad he's here. All right, Frank, what are we doing next?
Beans before the Frank.
Absolutely.
We are going
to... Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The F word.
Whoa.
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 Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Totally fucked
up. I'm allergic to beans.
Well, that's your fault, not mine.
Oh, great.
We're going to be drinking Runoff Red IPA from Odell Brewing, which is out of Fort Collins, Colorado. Man, Fort Collins, Colorado has just got it going on with beer.
We will be visiting soon, guys.
6.5% alcohol, and this is going to be interesting. It's a seasonal brew for them. That's all I want to talk about.
Fair enough. All right.
Let's get down to it.
Actually, I actually enjoy Odell's bottles. Have you ever noticed how funky the bottles look?
Yeah, they are pretty cool.
I wonder if there's a reason. Normally, there's a reason why a lot of things look the way they are. Like for a fun fact, do you know what the little beads are on the bottom of the bottles are?
I have absolutely no idea.
You've seen them, right? Yeah. You ever wonder what those little beads on the bottom of the bottles are? These things?
Not until right now.
I'm just saying, you know what it's for? It's for the slide better on the assembly line. Yeah, it's for sliding.
Interesting.
I learned it. You also know why it's concave bottom?
I have no idea.
For pressure. That's why wine bottles have that bow. That's why bottles have it. All for pressure.
You're a font of fucking knowledge.
Shut up. I love your facetiousness. All right, let's smell it. Wait, you forgot to pull it to the side to smell it. You just went all
in. Yeah, I went all in. All
right, fair enough. Well, I can tell you two things, malty and funk. Mm-hmm. I got funk. So yeasty and malty. I'm not getting a lot of hops in this one. I'm getting a pine smell, but not enough to make me go, oh, that's an IPA.
Yeah, maybe the red is deceiving a little bit because, you know, the reds are usually more malt forward than hop forward. It's got a creaminess to it. Not real, real earthy. Sweet, like a redwood.
No, it's a puzzling fragrance, guys. Normally, me and Frank can, like, pinpoint it, nail it, smack it, flip it, rub it down. But, oh no, we had to come across this Runoff, which is interesting.
Yeah.
And it's a great, funky fragrance that I kind of wish, Frank, we need to go into business. We need to make fragrances of the smells we smell off wonderful smelling beer.
Interesting.
How cool would that be to be next to the significant other and she smells like Runoff IPA? Like, oh, baby, you wanted that Runoff? You heavenly smelling bitch, you.
That would be interesting.
Wonderful. You know what I'm saying? Make an assortment of dick creams and shit.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Some Runoff dick slime IPA fragrance. It'd be great. It's like smegma for those that aren't circumcised. Pull back flavor. All right, here we go. Cheers to the taste. A very metallic IPA. I'm getting a weird, almost burnt caramel with a touch of it. And you just don't harm me for this. I'm getting a faint, weird twinge of coffee.
Yep.
It's like watered down coffee. It's been sitting for a while.
Instant.
There you go. Like powdered. Yeah, it's instant coffee. That's interesting. I'm actually really, really enjoying this red IPA by Odell. It's funky. It's different. And also, it's not too aggressive. It's sharp. But it's not enough to make you go, holy shit, now your dick puckers and now you have an extra belly button down there.
Yeah, it's not a palate wrecker. If we take the IPAs we've had already. So we started with the Stone Enjoy by December of 14 at some point. And then the Creature Comforts Tropicalia. It's in the middle of those two.
Right.
So it's not slappy in the face hoppy. And it's not overbearingly sweet, not that the Tropicalia was.
Right. But by comparison.
But by comparison, yeah.
No, this is really good. It almost has like a, maybe a different flavor profile I can stir them into. Like black tea. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like black leaf tea?
Yep.
It has that tea taste to it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason why I jump from one into the other, guys, is because a lot of things are very familiar and associatable. Yes, that's a word. I just made it up. Associatable. You can either agree to one or the other. That's why I kind of jump from confusingly to one side of the spectrum to the other. But in reality, it's just a point of view to get you in the mindset of what we're talking about. I know it seems weird, but there's a method to the chaos here. No, I also like the hang time. I have, even though I've been talking, that was my first sip, it's still lingering in the back. That hoppy, malty coffee aspect is sitting in the back.
Mm.
Now, I'm not saying they put coffee in it, but that's what I'm tasting. It's a very unique beer. So, Frank, anything else you want to add on this? It's pretty unique.
No, I think you hit it pretty spot on. I think it's got a lot of characteristics of a red with the hoppiness of an IPA.
Yeah. It's a funky beer.
Yeah, it's not... it's not aggressively hoppy, just enough to let you know, hey, I'm here.
And I'm glad that it is. All right, Frank, take it away, bud.
Let's go four on this. I think it's very enjoyable. Even at room temperature, it holds up real well. I think if you had it ice cold, you'd probably miss a lot of the things that we're picking up. And that's kind of normal, but most people don't drink their beer at room temperature. Malty, sweet, a little bit of a bitter finish, but not a palate wrecker.
For me, I'm going a little bit lower. I'm going to go a 3.8. And the reason why I'm not doing a 4 is it's above average, but I think the part that kind of puzzles me is the sheer fact that you're going to be confused. Okay. The confusion of the beer is hopefully doesn't deter you from finishing the beer or trying another one or buying a 6-pack or going back to it. I think you just have to get past the norm. This is not a norm IPA. It's a red IPA that has the best of both worlds, and it has a couple of extra hidden features that will surprise you if you get to room temperature. But I think a lot of people aren't there yet. I think they're just, oh, it says IPA. And then they go give glory hole blowjobs because they didn't want the fucking beer. So I that's why I kind of rated it slightly lower, just because I'm trying to think overall the masses. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So, all right, guys, we'll be back after this commercial break. All right, ladies and gentlemen, just want to let you guys know before we continue the rest of the show, we want to let you guys know on July 9th, we are going to be in Salt Lake City checking out 3 breweries. What were the breweries again, Frank?
I know 2 of them for sure is Wasatch, Squatters, and
Shades of Pale.
Shades of Pale.
We really enjoyed that. What was it? The Xanthos?
Yeah.
That Xanthos White Ale, I think it was, or something. It was Xanthos something.
It was an IPA with Xanthos hops.
That's right. And it was a beautiful beer, guys. So we were both like blown away by this weird brewery. But yeah, if you guys are in the Salt Lake area and you want to check us out and meet up with us, hit us up on obsbeers.com and hit where it says contact. And you guys can get us as directly to Key's cell phone, so you can get them right on the hip. But before we get back into the show again, we also want to let you guys know, stay tuned and make sure you check out obsbeers.com. Check out the bulletin board, because coming soon, we are going to tell you how to get a lifetime of we're pretty much going to step into that one. Yeah. And then if you, what else is on that website? I just wanted to plug in the shameless stuff.
Oh, there's a bulletin board where you can interact with other Bottle Squad members, because that's what we call our members.
Wait, where's Bottle Squad located?
Where's Bottle Squad located?
There's only one place, that's Periscope.
Well, yeah. Well,
yeah, that's just, you know.
True. The Bottle Squad members all kind of gather and congregate on Periscope.
Copulate.
But you got to go through obsbeers.com in order to come.
I heard now they're close to 700 breweries on the website. That's just uploaded.
Wow.
I heard there's thousands of them in the backlog.
Just wait.
So, you guys, listen, we're exhausted trying to tell you about the chance over at obsbrews.com. But while you're checking them out, also head over to chilloverradio.net and check out all the other cool groovy shit they do over there. I'm telling you, they do some groovy shit. So again, obsbrews.com.
Is that the police coming for you?
All right, I gotta go, guys. All right, guys, I'll check you guys later. Appreciate it. Hey, everybody's gotta know Frank's my ninja, and I appreciate it. Make sure you check out obsbeers.com, and if they want our social media awards, what can they find?
Google+, Twitter, YouTube, Untappd, Instagram, Facebook, and of course, Periscope.
Get it? All right, fucker, we're gonna let you guys get back to the show. Stop pulling your winkies and your hoo-ha's out. Put them back in and grab a beer.
It's not me, officer. It's not.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Peace.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that. We all had to take a potty break. Sorry it took us so long within that millisecond of that commercial transition. All right, guys. We're going to continue on this, shall we say, an IPA trip?
It's pretty much an IPA train right now.
Pretty awesome to me. All right, guys. So right now, we're about to do the next beer. All right, the Frank. What have I done?
We are doing Samuel Smith India Ale. They don't call it India Pale Ale. It's just India Ale. It's a product of England. It is 5% alcohol, which is not what we're used to in an IPA for sure. If you want some more information on these guys, just look up Samuel Smith, for God's sake.
Siri,
Google, ISIS, whatever.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and crack this open. I think it's a really fancy... I'll tell you where I found this. It was in a variety pack. It came with a glass.
Interesting.
And the glass is damn near... It's the same shape. It's a Nordic shape, but its icon and worst position is in the same position as the Guinness glasses.
Same maker, maybe.
No, different company. Yeah. It's just that the glassware is a necessity for all their stuff.
Sure.
So let's go ahead and get down with this IPA. I'm sorry, this IA.
Should be interesting. All right. Something different.
A little bit for you there on this IA. At least it ain't a UTI. We're only using short letters. All right. So here we go, guys. We're going to cheers to the smell. All right. Ooh. It's very clean. It's not a dirty smell.
A little soapy.
No, I'm getting a lot of detergent here. A lot of cleaner. So that botanical smells watery. Right. Yeah. Like it's been diluted a little bit.
Right.
If I were to pick any citrus out of this or any type of notes of fruit, I'm gonna have to hit you with the guava. Guava's pretty funky and almost not as sweet as you think it would be.
Right.
But it's still a tropical forward fragrance. Okay. And that's about all I'm getting. And of course, you get a little bit of maltium. And that's just my nose. Frank, what you got?
Malty, yeasty. Definitely not hoppy, which is not surprising because I know English IPAs are not hop forward. But still botanical. Just not, you know, I think, unfortunately, for better or for worse, our measuring stick, because we live in Vegas, is all about West Coast IPAs. So
right.
When we get an IPA, we're expecting to get a hop slam.
Right.
And this traditional IPA is not going to be that. So
it's very subtle to the nose, yeah. Guys. It's not. And here's the great part. This is probably what it used to smell like before it went overseas.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like it has a very classic sweet fragrance. It's very perfumic. It's really nice. I would love to like be famous one day on a stage and spray this over everyone. Because I know they would smell really, really good.
Mayhaps.
Yes, sir. All right, guys. Cheers to the taste.
Wow. Really creamy. Really malt. Caramel. Toasted. Biscuity. Not hoppy at all.
No, it's got like a nutty profile to it. A little bit of cashews. Maybe yeah. A little toasted walnut there. That's just me. You pretty much hit the nail on the head here. Yeah, it's got a nice good biscuit taste to it. So that means the yeast is doing a hell of a job with the grains. The hops, they're there,
yep.
But they're complementing the beer. They're complementing the beer. They're like, hey, we're here, but we too cool. We're going to sit on the couch.
Yeah, this is about balance as opposed to wrecking your palate.
And I'll be honest with you, I don't think I would have this ice cold. I don't think it commands that.
Hmm.
I think ice cold, it would just taste like a beer. A very familiar beer. I don't know what that similarity would be to you, the listener. But Frank, I don't even know if you had this ice cold, what would be the similarity. But I do know for a fact that if this was ice cold, it would taste like something we've had in our past. But letting it get to room temperature doesn't mean hot. It opens up the bouquet, the aromatics, the nuances. It's a really nice roller coaster ride. I'm really glad at this point of the show we saved this one as last of the IPAs.
Right, right.
This one is very flavorful. The mouthfeel is super creamy. It's a nice malt texture. I mean, we can go on and on and on about this, but we don't want to run your ear off and keep beating it in the circles. Anything else you want to add on to this before we get to the grading?
Not a lot of hang time. I think if you were trying to nudge somebody into IPAs, this is probably a good place to start.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because it has a kind of typical beer flavor, just a little bit of that bitterness for finish.
Yeah, I think the malty part kind of saves it instead of it being like washed out to the end. You know what I'm saying?
No citrus.
None whatsoever, guys. Yeah. If you were to find something citrus, it would be the bland bodies. Your lime, your lemon, and maybe the regular grapefruit, not the ruby red.
Yeah.
And we're only talking about the skin or the pith, which is the white membrane inside the actual fruit. And you're getting some sort of hint of something citrus. If you get anything else, then that's awesome. And that is you. We're not saying that you would be wrong. We're just kind of pinpointing for the masses. All right, Frank, take it away, bud.
Initially, I thought I was going to go a little bit on the low side, but I think I'm going to bump it up a little bit higher. I'm going to go 4.
Okay.
I think it's above average. Again, I don't have a whole lot of experience in English IPAs or even East Coast U.S. IPAs. So it's completely different. But if I just take it for what it is, it's extremely balanced. There is a bitterness from hops. There's a definite creaminess and maltiness that don't really get in American IPAs. So I think it's interesting. I could drink this cold. Okay, not quite lawnmower beer, but
just to get off of work.
5% alcohol. This is for the session.
Yeah, so I mean, this is more of the, I worked real hard. I'm going to sit down for a minute. I need a cold beer.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not even going to go that high. I'm giving it a 3.5. The reason why I'm giving it a 3.5 is it is above average, but that's it. It's just above average. Doesn't make this beer bad. It's just there's not enough complexity to just throw you to go, oh my God, I want that beer. We want you to still get this beer. It's just that it is a simple ale, an Indian ale. It's got nice balance of the hops. It's got great yeast and malt profile. Guys, it's just a simplistic beer.
Yeah.
So it's just slightly more than average. Doesn't mean that it's bad. Our grading system does not mean it's bad unless it falls under 3, you know. And that's just our opinion, guys. Always remember that. These are just opinions. These are not facts. All right, guys. So with that said, we're going to set up for the last beer. We'll see you in just 2 seconds. Damn, Frank. We're at the end. It's the last beer.
It happens.
Yeah, but that means they're going to end up leaving after we're done.
Well, maybe what they should drop by in Periscope because we're going to have shenanigans after.
Oh, yeah. Shenanigans.
I don't think we ever really explained what shenanigans is.
Tomfoolery.
Tomfoolery.
Basically, we do beer reviews on Periscope. Then we only do a set amount. You know, you can't just do beer reviews all night. It gets boring. Then what we do is we let the floodgates open and let anyone, everyone come on in and we talk about everything. And I do mean everything. And it becomes really hardcore shenanigans. And we have been known to make people lose sleep. We create zombies every night on Periscope. All right.
True enough.
So, I mean, I think that's fair to let them know.
Yep.
They should get over there. Get over to Periscope and look at OBS Beers. Look us up. Get that Periscope. See us live. Get to meet the Frank, meet Key, meet Megan. You can also meet Batman, Cookie, Big Rob, everyone off of obsbeers.com are over here. Check us out live and get interactive because beer is what we have in common. There's no other reason why you should come and see us. All right, the Frank, now that we're done with our shameless plug, what are we doing?
We're going to be drinking Boarhead Blonde Ale from Three Monkeys Brewery out of, I believe it's Madera, California.
You got the Madera.
Sometimes. And it is a 5.1% ABV. So it's a little switch up since we've been doing IPAs all night long. This is like the boost.
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
I kind of like the label. It's all California-y.
Yep, with the surfboard and the woody.
Yep. I mean, all you had to do was look over here. Had one during the whole show.
Yep.
You don't want to look?
That's a personal problem.
I thought we were friends.
No, we are friends. But
come on. Let's play stick the butt. Come on. I promise you I'll be gentle and I'll let you breathe.
Sure.
All right, here we go, guys. We're going to get down to it. Let's get down to the smell. It says it's a California original. Wow. Yeasty. Guys, it's like buttery, yeasty-tastic. It's definitely fungus aurora, which is a word. It's a word. It means it smells like fungus of the sweet variety. It smells so fucking
good. Yeah, it's super yeasty. It's got some sweetness underneath.
It almost comes across, take away a couple of components, it also smells like a Hefeweizen.
I was thinking more lager.
Oh, you got more lager?
Yeah.
Hey, that's perfect. So we got two different fragrances. That's pretty good. Yeah, I'm thinking more, for me, Hefeweizen is a little bit of some citrus notes, but it has that creamy scent to it that usually comes with good American Hefeweizens, not the overseas ones.
Yeah, right.
Anything else? It's very faint in the back. I'm not getting anything else, man. I'm pretty.
No, I'm not either.
I'm Tom Tuckered out.
It's really striking me as a lager.
All right, let's go for it. Let's see what we got on this golden ale. Well, actually, blonde ale, golden ale soon. Wow. I've had blonde ales, but this one's a little washed out.
It tastes lagery.
It's got a lager hit, guys. It's got the buttery notes for a blonde ale. It does taste golden. It does have a nice yeast hit. It's very simple, very light in body. But for me, the aftertaste is lager and me no happy.
You know what? I'm finding it just slightly tart in the front, smooth and creamy in the middle.
Yeah, tart, yeah.
And then bitter back.
Guys, we're going to have to, with this beer, we're going to have to do a three-step process, which is we're going to sip it three times. Maybe there was a shock to the system. We're going to get used to it. Third one, we should be able to formulate what we got. What you got on your second one?
I think that was my fourth one, but still kind of the same. It's a little creamier, maybe not as bitter finishing.
Yeah, I took a nice good one here on my third one. I'm not getting lager anymore. I'm getting ale, but getting that Pilsner effect, with that Pilsner metal effect here. But you're right. It's got that twang at the front.
Yeah.
That nice get inside this ice cream truck twang. And then it's all super creamy. It's
really a touch.
No, just the ice cream, man. Yeah, different guy. His name, I think his name is Zook. This has got a nice creamy mouthfeel, and then on the finish, it's more Pilsner-ish.
Yeah.
It's a really nice beer, guys. We're just, what it is don't ever let us, the sound of our voice, turn. There's just sometimes we can't grasp the words because it threw us off because we're just like everyone else. We're starting to not expect it, but we still look at the label, we go, oh shit, and then we're like, oh my God, and then you're like, oh my God. It's like a nice, good prom date to find out she doesn't put out.
Right.
Now you have options. You know, today's show has been brought to you. If there's no grass on the field, flip her over and play in the mud. Nappy dugout playsets for juniors. That's a really nice company. You guys can check them out on their website called thisisnotarealcompany.org. It's a really good place. Just had to throw that in there.
Right.
It's a nice confusion of a beer.
Okay.
I could sit on this, and for me, this would have to be ice cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's lagers or lager-based anything, not so much room temperature, but if I needed a cold beer, this would be my go-to.
Okay.
It's nice. It's a simple. You know what I mean? It's simple. It's got a few characteristics, but they're not even yummy enough to mention them because it's just a simple beer. This beer is simple.
Yep.
It's a nice, good, take the family out for a drive while you're drinking the beer. You know, I'm not saying you're behind the wheel. You're just
right.
Having a good time. You're going to the beach. And if you forget the kids, it's fine. You had a...
Are you drinking it out of a paper bag?
No, in a glass.
So it's not like Colt 45?
No, this is okay. Okay, better than a corner store beer, let's put it that way.
All right.
So, all right, Frank, how do you feel about it? Give it to him, Frank.
Let's go 3.
Okay.
I'd say it's about average. Not spectacular. It's, you know, they're calling it a blonde ale, but it tastes really lagery to me.
It's got some lager principles, you know, like Pilsner's a step up from lagers. It's got a little, maybe we should look at it in a different light. Maybe the yeast, water, and hops and malt makes it seem that. You know what I'm saying?
I suppose it's possible.
Right. And so are you happy with your...
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, for me, guys, you guys are going to hate me for this. I'm giving this a 2. And the reason why I'm giving it a 2 is not only, it's not a bad beer. It's just that it is just so confusing on whether it's a blonde ale, it tastes like a Pilsner or a lager. And to be honest with you, lagers are not the business. They're just too bland. This beer is too bland.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of complexity. This, to me, is your everyday 12-pack, 6-pack, I just got off of work, slam it down, don't enjoy it type of beer. This is the new Budweiser, is what I'm going to go with. So I'm giving it, what did I give it, a 2?
You did.
I gave it a 2. Doesn't mean I don't like them because, hey, Three Monkeys, they made some other phenomenal beers, and this one does not stack up to the other ones. I promise you. That Monkey Mouth Stout, that was the motherfucking business. This particular beer is just probably something they had to make for people who didn't like their other crazy beers. You know what I mean? It had to appease to somebody.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't be putting it in. Guys, this is just a basic beer. All right, so are we happy with what we just said about this beer?
Good enough.
All right, fair enough, guys. We'll be right back with our closing arguments. See you in a second. Alright guys, I want to say thank you very much for putting up with our shit. Listen, there's nothing funny about anything that we said tonight about gators and children except for watch your children. I'm going to throw it in there. One more bazinga. Alright guys, you guys got to understand, we're dark comedians and that's just how the show works. We break up the monotony of beer with some fucked up things to say, so please, if you're going to write your hate mail, please make sure it makes sense, because if I get a hold of your hate mail, I will poke holes in it and email you that. Like, seriously. Not hit us with the bullshit. All right, so Frank, yep. Are you ready for... how many questions are we doing to each other?
Let's do 1.
All right, fair enough. Let's do the 1. All right, Frank, what's the 1 question you got?
What's your second favorite?
Ooh, son of a bitch. My second favorite? I'm going to have to go with that runoff. I'm going to have to go with the runoff. And the reason being is it was unique enough, came different, and it stuck out more over than my first choice. That was, you damn right. All right, here we go. Frank.
Yo.
After you have great sex with your wife, what's the one beer here that you're going to drink after you're done replenish all your...
Oh, we're going to go with the...
And why?
It was really, really tasty. Probably replenishes electrolytes. Takes care of enzymes and stuff.
I'm going to throw a bonus question.
Sure.
Out of all these beers here, okay,
in your home as soon as both your twins turn 21.
Yep.
Which is the one beer you're going to recommend? Besides the Tropicalia, you can't do that. You use that for sex. You can't use that.
That's a good question. I guess I'm going to go for Stone and Joy Bond.
Okay.
But not this old.
Just give them one just because?
Yeah, I'd probably just go with a straight Stone. Just to wreck their balance.
Okay, that's what you gotta do as a parent. Wreck their balance. Push them in front of gators. Put them in cars. Let them play with monkeys. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna get out of here. Head over to obsbeers.com for all of our shenanigans, all of our social media. Check us out live on Periscope. Matter of fact, at the end of every podcast, we jump on Periscope live for several hours. It is late night shenanigans. Plus, we do more beer reviews every day on Periscope. And if you guys want to get our link for Periscope, head over to obsbeers.com. And if you need to contact us, do it off of obsbeers.com. And again, obsbeers.com. Okay. All right, guys. So, hey, here's what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
Peace, fuckers.
Later.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.